The Olympics might be taking place 8 time zones away, but we're closer than you might imagine. There are at least 71 Bay Area athletes competing in London this year. Some qualified in high-profile sports like swimming and soccer. And then there are those that get less publicity, like table tennis and fencing. But don't let the low profile fool you. The medals for those athletes are exactly the same. In San Francisco's Mission District, there's a fencing club at 17th and South Van Est where 3 of the 20 U.S. fencing team members got their training. Doris Ouellette is one of those Olympians, currently ranked 4th in the U.S. and 22nd in the world. KALW's Mariel Wallaf spoke with her for this fanciful look at fencing at the Mossy Alice Foundation at Halberstadt Fencing Club.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Begin.
Up until last week, this legendary scene from the movie The Princess Bride pretty much summed up my fencing knowledge. Then I met Doris Ouellette, a Lafayette native and soon-to-be 2-time Olympic fencer. I paid her a visit during one of her practice sessions. Ouellette seems impossibly calm for an athlete competing in a sport originally based on dueling to the death. She's nothing at all like Inigo Montoya, the aggressive and merciless fencer in The Princess Bride.
Diego Montoya, you killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
My name is Doris Ouellette, and I am from Lafayette, California.
And while she's never killed anyone, she does like to stab people.
I am so excited. I cannot wait. I think it's going to be a pretty amazing experience. Beijing was incredible, and I'm hoping for even more from London.
Ouellette trains at the Mossy Alice Foundation, a modest 2-story building next to an auto parts store and a deli called Bite Me Sandwiches. It's hard to miss. A big mural covering the front of the club depicts larger-than-life-size fencers in action. Inside, yellowing photographs and fencing memorabilia clutter one long wall of a wood-floored studio. Upstairs, young fencers practicing sound like a stampede. Well, that was like them, 15 years ago.
I was 9 when I started. I actually did a lot of sports when I was younger. I did gymnastics and judo.
Which weren't perfect fits.
With judo, I was the only girl, and I think that was a big part of the reason why I didn't like it, actually. All the boys were smelly and gross, and there was no one I could chit-chat with.
And gymnastics?
Gymnastics. I actually wasn't that flexible, so I knew I wasn't going to be that good at gymnastics. And I was kind of afraid of heights, so I couldn't do the bars. So I was like, well, fencing it is.
Watching Ouellette suit up to practice takes a while. There's a small pair of shorts she calls knickers, a long-sleeved white shirt, and then a metallic vest that goes above that. To top it all off, Ouellette puts on an egg-shaped helmet with a mesh visor that nearly completely masks her face.
It's pretty thick, and it gets really hot when you're fencing, whether you're competing or practicing, so I end up sweating a lot.
Properly clad, Ouellette and fellow Olympian Garrick Meinhardt begin to practice. There's a lot of quick hopping and moving forwards and backwards. Their movements are fast. It's not quite as dramatic as The Princess Bride, but it obviously takes quite a bit of agility. That and...
You have to be smart. I mean, when I say you have to be, it's good to be smart.
I admit it, you are better than I am.
Then why are you smiling?
Because I know something you don't know.
And what is that?
I am not left-handed.
In fencing, you kind of have to set up actions and predict what they're going to do. So a lot of it has to do with kind of playing a mind game with them.
There's something I want to tell you.
Tell me. I'm not left-handed either.
So each weapon comes from fencing kind of back in the day where it was more deadly, I guess. The one that I do came from dueling to the death.
Ouellette uses a thin-bladed sword called a foil, and there are rules.
When people practice, basically the target area would be the torso. So arms and legs don't count. And actually neither does the head, which most people think is weird. But in foil, they used smaller swords because you wanted to pierce and not slash. And so really what you wanted to go for were the internal organs.
A complicated electrical system now records the jabs that would once injure or kill. Ouellette's not too concerned about the potentially deadly weapons she wields. Unlike Inigo Montoya in The Princess Bride, neither she nor her fellow competitors are preparing to die. She also seems relatively unruffled by competing in the most prestigious sporting event in the world. So what is Doris Ouellette worried about?
After this Olympics, I'm not really sure yet. I do have to get a job, so I'm searching right now. Don't have one yet.
Willette hopes to find something in a field far removed from fencing, advertising. She seems to have made peace with the fact that she'll probably retire from her sport at age 24 because she hasn't even begun her other career yet.
And I've spent my whole life juggling fencing and school and trying to be successful at both. And I feel like this is, you know, what I do next is going to be my livelihood. And I'd actually really like to put as much energy as I can into it. I don't know, ideally I'd love to work in sports marketing or something. I love sports in general, and there's no guarantees. At this point, I'll probably take anything I can get.
After the games are over, the challenges will keep on coming for Doris Willette. Because it's possible these days that it's easier for a 24-year-old to win an Olympic medal than it is to get a good job. In San Francisco, I'm Marielle Walloff for Cross Currents.